Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Hello, Jess. How
Good
are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. How are you?
Ah, brilliant. Now, I was just listening to that story about the cabbies. Obviously, pretty rare to see it around Newcastle, but in Sydney, that is rife where they're just
really?
Like, oh, it's all the time. They'll go, where are you going? Is the first question before you even get in. And when you tell them, sometimes it's take off. It's a massive problem.
What the heck?
Now, you were saying you contact, like, the point-to-point commissioner.
Yes.
How do you contact the point-to-point commissioner?
I guess the details are on their website.
Yeah, right. Okay. It's not just, like, point-to-point at gmail.com or something?
I doubt it.
Probably not.
I'm thinking
being
no.
A state.
I'm thinking no.
It'd be a state. Is it a state position?
Again, great question. Okay. Didn't write the story.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Haven't looked into it yet.
Excellent. All right, well, I'll look into it. Because
okay.
Anyone that visits Sydney, like makes a big journey down the M1 and all that, would know that that cab problem, it's massive down there. They're always like, oh, how about just $50? Like when you say where you want to go.
I couldn't tell you the last time I got in a cab. I always use Uber because it's cheaper.
Well, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Like when it's surge pricing, cabs are often cheaper.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, you know, oh, everyone wants to go out tonight because it's a lovely evening. Four times. I'm like, I think
maybe
I will just get a taxi. So, anyway, I'll look into it and I'll let everyone know how to contact the point-to-point commissioner because I think that's important information.
Excellent.
Of course, we'll have a catch-up on those local news issues just a couple of minutes off. So you wake up with The Novos, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. Tops of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy today. 12 degrees now to Nilba Bay. As you wake up with The Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, now, Jess, I found out about that point-to-point commissioner.
Excellent.
There's a special phone number, 24/7 hotline, if you reckon they've charged you the wrong taxi fare or one of those problems, 1-800-500-410.
Well, there you go.
It's unbelievable because I don't think there's a 24-hour hotline with the New South Wales government for maybe anything else.
There's no guarantee that anyone will pick up.
I'm going to try after this. Anyway, we'll chat more about that a little later. But for now, let's talk more about this Kathleen Folbig case because there has been another update, yeah?
Yeah, so Greens MP Sue Higginson is going to move a motion in State Parliament today calling on the Attorney General to issue advice to the Governor to pardon Kathleen Folbig and ensure her immediate release. So at the moment, wow. Kathleen's 20 years into a 25-year minimum sentence after she was found guilty back in 2003 of killing her four children, Caleb, Patrick, Sarah and Laura. We're waiting on a report at the moment from the most recent inquiry that did find there was reasonable doubt due to some new scientific evidence. So that report will determine whether or not the case is referred to the Court of Criminal Appeal. But in the meantime, her lawyer has also applied for a pardon from the New South Wales Attorney General, which is what the Greens MP is going to be pushing to speed up today.
Jeez. It is like a fascinating, I guess, look into what can happen when science and the criminal justice system meet, isn't it?
Exactly.
Absolutely fascinating. Moving things along, switching gears to Origin, we don't really have a lot of representatives this time around.
We don't, unfortunately, but we do have Knights forward Tyson Frizzell. He's going to be playing for the New South Wales Blues tonight. He has played Origin before a number of times. He played 14 consecutive games between 2016 and 2020, but then he had an injury that ruled him out. And then last year he was named for game one, but didn't end up featuring at all. So this year he's lining up, he's lining up on the back row, which will be great to watch tonight. The Blues, of course, take on Queensland, Adelaide. Adelaide Oval kicks off at 8 p.m. And then tomorrow night we have the first of, for the first time, two women's Origin matches.
Brilliant.
So the first one's tomorrow night at Combank Stadium in Sydney. We've got Yasmin Clydesdale and Jessie Southwell from the Knights on the team. Millie Boyle, who was on the Knights but now isn't, is going to be on the team as well.
I don't know if we can be so happy about Millie. We used to love her.
We did.
Now she's defected.
She left us. And Tamika Upton, who's also one of our girls, is going to be playing on the Queensland side.
Very good. Well, good luck to all of those involved. Should be a great lot of games there. And, of course, we'll keep you updated as it progresses. As you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Let's check your traffic. Stops at 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy today, 12 degrees out Cardiff. So you wake up with the Novas, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And just a little update on calling the point-to-point commissioner. This is, of course, if you've been stung by a taxi fare or a cabbie doesn't want to take you for the journey, which is, of course, the wrong thing. Not many in Newcastle, but a lot in Sydney. I gave him a call because it says it's the 24-hour, 24/7 hotline. And I did get onto the hold music. They did say someone was waiting, and then I was like, I'm not waiting for how long this will take. That's too long. Anyway, it does exist. You can complain. There's someone out there dedicated to listen. Next, though, or right now, rather, on yesterday's show, talking about this guy who was catching ibises and cooking them up. Now, though, we move just south of Newcastle to Sydney, down the M1, to this guy who's in a lot of trouble at the moment because this is all allegedly at this point. He's alleged to have captured an ibis, right?
And then, the old bin chicken.
The old bin chicken, and then attempted to cook it.
Really?
Yep. So this is what all alleged, that he put the animal in a backpack and rode a stolen bicycle to his apartment in South Sydney, and then, yeah, went on to attempt to cook the poor thing.
No, really?
Now, in Queensland, it's actually legal to eat these things, eat the ibises.
Surely wouldn't be desirable, but
I wouldn't have thought so. But I guess maybe the word chicken is confusing to some people.
Yeah, that's true. Cost of living through the roof.
Oh, God.
Times are tough.
Well, just to be clear, in New South Wales, you cannot eat them, right?
Nor should you.
Nor should you.
Even if it was legal.
Ridiculous, right? Anyway, of course, the news outlets straight onto this. And here's the first bit of the story.
Where others see an ugly menace, Tom Quash saw a tasty meal.
Did it taste any good?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
How are we going to cook it?
I just boil it up with fish sauce, something like that.
Wow.
Boil it up. He's even thought about the seasoning.
It sounds like he's had experience with this in the past.
It feels like he does. Without knowing for sure.
Yeah. Obviously, that's all alleged.
Yeah, at this point, 100%. Now, of course, he's gone to court and they've gone, you can't do this. And then they've also put some, like, demands on what he needs to do to stay out on bail, basically.
Yeah, okay.
Here's how the situation's unfolded.
Another submission that counted in Quash's favour for bail was that in Queensland, it's actually legal to eat bin chickens.
You going to leave the bin chickens alone now?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to touch nothing no more.
Police can check on him up to 3 times a week to make sure he's lost his appetite for bin chickens.
The coppers. All right, come on, it's your Wednesday check-in. We just want to look around your apartment, mate. Make sure you don't have any ibises tucked away.
I love how the news outlets call it a bin chicken.
I know.
Like, I think that's so good. That's to be fair, from that audio,
yeah,
it does just sound like he's a bit confused.
A little bit.
Like, it just does sound like he's a bit like, what's the hoo-ha about? Like you said, it's legal in Queensland.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, maybe he looked up Queensland law by mistake. But either way, leave the poor ibises alone. They're just trying to live their lives.
Imagine a strip search of your house for an ibis. That's unreal.
You got the ibis. Check the cupboards, boys. Check the cupboards.
You just hear squawking from the drawers.
What's that? Check in the drawers quickly.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
Oh, happy Wednesday. Welcome, Stephen, to the studio. How are you today?
Yeah, very good. Happy hump day. Today's barley day for me as well, which is very, very exciting.
Now, this is not just your own little holiday, like, you know, it's barley day. It's Australia Day.
You haven't
created your own holiday. Explain what's happening.
Yeah, I'm going to Bali with, a fair few mates of mine from school. Nice. And we're going for just like 4 nights or something like that. But you should have seen the group chat last night. Anarchy. Oh, boy, you got your visa sorted. Oh, no, I can't find my passport. It was absolute disaster, but I think we're all good to go.
You got your passport?
Yeah, sorted. Don't worry about
Easy.
It.
Easy.
All sorted.
You're a veteran Bali traveller, so it won't be a problem, right?
No, I think I should be fine, but I am a bit disappointed that I'm travelling separate to the other boys because I would have liked to see the panic.
Right. They're all going from Perth, yeah?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay, how many's in the group?
So it's me and 8 others, I think, 9 of us.
What are the chances somebody misses the flight? What do you reckon? Like one person, is there one loose unit in the lot?
I don't want to name and shame.
But there is.
But there's 2 stragglers who, and they enable each other to straggle.
Come on, let's just have one more beer at the bar. Come on, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So,
okay. Not naming and shaming.
No, but they might miss.
If it's anyone, it's them. But yeah, they probably won't. Exactly. They'll be right. Well, I'm sure there'll be some great stories from that once you get back.
Of course.
Next, though, we get into a debate from yesterday's show around whether or not it's okay to overtake and book a park bench. I mean...
No good.
All right. We'll get into it next as you wake up with Novo. Stephen and Crevo, New FM. Substance 22 for Newcastle. 23 for Maitland in the Valley, partly cloudy today, 12 degrees now at Katara. So you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And Stephen, we're debating whether or not it's okay to basically reserve a couple of park benches for a kid's birthday party. Busy weekend, often all those benches get taken up. The note said, this is for a 4-year-old's party. Don't be the one to mess it up. Thank you. And that was it. They said, just leave these 3 park benches so we can come down here and celebrate our little kid's 4th birthday.
Nah, where do you draw the line? That's my problem with this. Well, you know, do you start putting a note on, this is reserved 10:30 in 4 Saturdays' time? Please don't be the one to take this table. You know, do you have to start booking these tables months in advance?
Is that your biggest problem?
Years in advance.
It's just
at a public park.
It's just a 4-year-old. They just want to have a little party. And, like, you know, times are tough. Not everyone can afford to book out fancy restaurants like Scratchley's or something on the water.
Oh, look, the problem is the 4-year-old isn't really the issue here, but is my whipping boy in this situation, because it is representative of a larger problem, of a larger entitled problem, I think, in society.
Jeez, okay. Gone broad. Anyway, let's go to the phones and see. Let's get Newcastle's temperature on this whole situation, okay?
We'll start first with Joan in Maitland. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
Now, where do you sit on this debate? What do you think?
I'm with Stephen.
Thank you very much. It's just not on, is it?
No. You don't know, like, number one, you don't know if it is actually a 4-year-old's birthday. The 4-year-old's not going to remember it in years to come. He's going to be at the park playing anyway. And it's just, I mean, personally, if it was me, I would have picked up the paper and ripped it up and threw it in the bin and went, hey, there was no paper here at all.
Yeah, the wind blew it away. Didn't see anything. Yeah.
So now you're lying as well, Joan, is it?
No, if they say to me about where there was a paper here, and I go, well, there wasn't when I got here.
Yeah, right. So you wouldn't tell them that you ripped it up, but you would do it.
Yeah, but I would do it because,
yeah,
who reserves stuff like that these days?
I agree. A lot of entitled people in society these days. So, Joan, on my side.
One
there.
For Team Stephen. Let's play for round 2 here.
All right. Let's go. Chloe, also in Maitland. Good morning, Chloe.
Good morning, guys.
Where do you sit on this debate?
I'm Team Steve.
Yes.
Another one. So, you reckon you can't reserve, like, a little table for a 4-year-old's birthday?
No, I don't think that's right. First in, best dress. Because what if little kid turning 1 wants at a party? The 4-year-old's already had 3 other parties.
Yeah, that's it. What about the 1-year-old? What about the 1-year-old, Crevo?
Another 5 years. The 1-year-old kid needs to have a party. It's his first birthday.
So therefore,
you can't leave notes on a bench.
Shouldn't the parents of the 1-year-old have planned it a bit better and maybe put their own note down there?
No, because there should be no night at all. There should be best in, first dress.
Don't let him wind you up. He's a little stirrer and he's got no common sense. I'm glad to see there is some common sense across the Hunter, though. We'll finish this up with Andy in Western. Morning, Andy.
Whitewash.
Morning.
Where are you sitting on this debate?
So it was my son's first birthday last year and I got there 3 hours early to reserve a table because I wanted that one, and everybody should be doing the same thing. You can't do it. But I did have a friend tell me that you go the night before and you put some caution tape around the actual table, and then people are like, oh, I can't touch it.
Oh, so, that's cheeky, that.
And where
is.
did you get the caution tape from, just for any Novocastrians who want to do this?
I'm sure you can find it anywhere, like maybe a big shop, maybe.
Yeah, right. Is that where you got it?
No, I didn't do
that. No, Andy got there 3 hours early.
Caution tape up first.
Andy's an upstanding citizen, and we won't take this slander. Not on Andy's name, not on mine either.
But it does, Andy, it does sound like you're into the idea a little bit.
Hey, if they went down there and did it, I totally would have, you know, taken them up on it.
Heard
that before. I reckon I've heard that before.
I'm taking that as Andy doesn't want to admit to it, but she loves the idea.
You know what? You can have Andy. Still 2-1 in my favour, so.
It's a win for you this morning, Stephen. Well done.
Tops at 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy one today, 12 degrees now at Belmont. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, over time, Crevo, we've heard a lot of unique and baffling excuses to get out of fines.
Oh, right? Absolutely. One of my favourites of all time is a friend of mine. He had a parked somewhere. And then he got a parking fine.
Uh-huh.
So what he did was threw a beach towel over the sign and then took a photo of it and said, oh, it's because somebody had thrown a towel over the sign, I didn't see it.
Oh, that's cheeky. Did he get off it?
Yep.
Wow. That is very cheeky. Well, at least he's successful. It looks like this man's going to be successful as well. We head to the UK.
Okay.
And there's a gentleman there who has been charged £30 for leaving his, his electric car on charge for too long at one of the charging stations.
Okay.
So basically how it looks like it works is you've got you register with the council to use all the charging stations, and then you get a little card, which, you know, identifies you.
Scan it and away you go.
Yeah, exactly. So, and apparently the rules are that you can charge for 12 hours at a time.
That's pretty good. Council,
which is pretty lenient.
Yeah.
Before fines start applying.
Yep.
So this man, he went to the local library and chucked his electric car on at 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Came to pick it up 11:30 at night.
So he's over by
an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's a long time.
He's left it on charge for 13 and a half hours.
Yep.
Doesn't need to be that long. So, been stung with a £30 fine.
Which is also not bad.
No, you just pay it, don't you?
Yeah.
But he's decided he's going to dispute it. The reason of which he's claiming is he couldn't get to his car for 13 hours. Because he was on the bog the whole time.
Oh, get out.
Had a nasty case of the runs.
It's not that nasty.
Couldn't get off the toilet for 13 hours.
That is, I'm sorry, but you would be deceased. If you were on the toilet for 13 hours, you'd be dead.
Oh, you would have sweated away into nothing, wouldn't you?
Exactly. He's full of it, ironically.
Yeah, well, ironically indeed. But it's funny because, it looks like this is kind of a precedent set within that council there. Because apparently over the last year, 226 appeals have been made for these fines.
Yeah.
And 103 of them have been successful.
Yeah, so people, the word is out. If you pretend you had a bad case of the runs, you're getting a freebie.
Or basically ridiculous. If you say anything, yeah.
Yeah, you'll just get off. All right, well, there's a lesson in that somewhere, and that is if you try and get out of a fine, you might. you waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos, 3 of a kind.
Yeah, let's launch it into your hump day. Bit of a midweek party, I suppose, Crevo. 3 of a kind. And, of course, up for grabs today. We've got a family pass, I believe, to the Hunter Valley Wine and Beer Festival.
That thing is going to be awesome. And to go for free, even better, right?
Oh, a lot of fun as well. And a good excuse to have a bit of a day out in the valley.
Yeah, that's it. They got jazz there as well. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Also, on the lineup for prizes, you're in the draw for a Lindt chocolate pack. Now, this is not just 4 chockies in a box. You've seen these things, haven't you?
Yeah, they're unreal. It's
a massive hamper of chocolate.
Must be worth $100.
At least over $100 worth of Lindt chocolate, which is the best chocolate, in my opinion.
Might not even make it to the weekend, but I reckon.
No, that's right. If you get some Netflix on, get the lint chockies out, phew, you're in business.
That's a date. So what we're doing to give away these prizes, of course, is three of a kind. So give us a call, 4967-4105. Basically, what you need to do is recognise the theme, the linking word between three items.
Yep.
If you do that quicker than your opponent, then...
You're in business.
You're
in
business. Yeah.
That's it. 4967-4105. If you want to win the Hunter Beer and Wine Festival tickets plus the Lint Chockies on the line as well as you wake up with the Novos. Stevenson 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy today. 12 now in Islington as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And up next, one of the most American stories of all time, as a bus driver and a passenger have a full shootout with each other, firing guns at each other. They both got guns. They both ended up injured. Ridiculous.
Could only be the States.
Oh, absolutely bizarre. That's up next. Now, though, free stuff.
1, 2, 3.
On New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
Yeah, three of a kind. Here we go. Hump day.
Indeed.
How good's that? So basically what we're doing, I guess, is we're pitting two Novocastrians up against each other. The winner takes all, I guess.
Yeah, so you got to find out what the pattern is between three things that we'll give you. If you know it, you shout out your name as your buzzer. First to two, best of three. Those are the rules. The prize on offer, fantastic. Today, the Hunter Valley Wine and Beer Festival tickets, plus in the draw for the Lint Chocolate Pack.
Should we meet our contestants?
Let's do it. Here we go.
Let's go to the terrace. We'll meet our runner-up from yesterday, Liz. Good morning, Liz.
Hey, how you going?
We're very well, thanks. How about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good.
That's feeling more That's confident this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound confident. You sound like you got this in the bag. Up against your list this morning is Robbie in Charlestown. Are you ready?
I'm firing on all cylinders.
All right, let's test buzzers now. List, first of all.
List.
Yeah, you got to be quick like that. All right, now Robbie. That's working.
All
right. It's working.
Let's get straight into this then. We know how the game works. Best of luck, ladies.
Here we go.
First one. Billabong, Rip Curl, Quicksilver.
Liz. Robbie. What is it, Liz? Yeah, that is correct.
So that's one to Liz.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number two. Kim, Kendall, Kylie.
Liz. Robbie.
Liz again.
Are they the Kardashians?
They are
the Kardashians.
Holy dooly, you are quick out of the box this morning. You've absolutely done it, Liz. You got yourself the family pass to the Hunter Wine and Beer Fest at Ridges Hunter Resort, which is used to be old Crown Plaza. Well done. Robbie, we'll get you back again, yeah?
Oh, no problem.
Excellent. Good stuff. Simple as that.
Everyone's a winner.
Indeed. Time to check your traffic now. New FM. Top of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy one today, 12 degrees at the moment in Georgetown as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And this is perhaps, Stephen, the most American story of all time.
All right, elaborate.
Because this guy's riding on a bus and essentially decides, I want to get off this bus right now. He goes to the bus driver, can you just let us off here? The bus driver's like, no, you got to wait till the next stop. Like,
yeah,
I'm not just stopping the bus and opening it because you want to.
Oh, and you stop it for him, then the next person wants it stopped at their house.
That's right.
It goes on and on, doesn't it?
Yeah, and totally reasonable, right? He then starts arguing with the driver. Come on, you got to let me off. This is going on for about 5 minutes.
Yep.
And then this passenger just cracks it, pulls out a pistol.
Wow.
Goes, let me off the bus. Now,
it's like a hold-up.
Well, yeah, literally. Now, if you were the bus driver, and for me personally, I'd go, you know what? I am going to let you off the bus. I'd pull over straight away.
Not worth my life.
Nah.
Yeah.
The driver goes, nah, the rules are the rules, pulls out his own gun,
no.
points it back at him, and says, not in your nelly, mate. You got to wait till the next stop. I may have paraphrased exactly the words that were said. Now, this standoff goes on for 2 minutes in total, and then...
It's like an old-fashioned Western, isn't it?
Exactly. And then they start shooting at each other.
Really?
Yep. this goes down. They both got injured. One of them got hit in the arm. The other one got hit in the abdomen. It's a full on.
So both were shot?
Both got shot.
Oh, wow.
Very, very dramatic. There is footage of this. Terrible audio, though, yeah, so it didn't make it to the radio. But, yeah, these two just having a full shootout on the bus. Now, one of the great parts of this story, though, is the bus company makes a statement, right, and says discharge of a firearm can result in immediate expulsion from the company. So you're not guaranteed to be fired, but you might get fired.
Maybe probation or something like that.
Oh, a couple of weeks of paid leave, you know, that type of situation.
It's like the American equivalent, though, of, like, that's not a knife, this is a knife, isn't it? Like, he's just gone, I'll match your gun.
With my own gun.
I can't believe
ridiculous.
That. Only in America, wouldn't it?
I'm so happy to live here in Newcastle and not have to deal with that sort of thing. New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Prepare yourself, Newcastle, because $425 up for grabs with Trivia Check today. One question, you get it right, the money's yours.
Yeah, of course. Doing that after 7. Up next, though, Crevo, I've got myself in a bit of trouble at the Merriweather Share House.
You're such a good boy, Stephen.
Well, I mean, that's it. I'm in a bit of trouble, but I think it's unjustified.
Okay.
One of the great debates, though, I need Newcastle's help. I'll give you a few more details next.
Okay, you're waking up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo. 22 for New Year and 23 for Maitland in the Valley today. Cloudy or a bit of cloud around 12 degrees now at Katara. So you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Crevo, in a bit of trouble in the Merriweather Share House. I think maybe unjustified. In fact, I think definitely unjustified.
Tell us what's happening.
Basically, what's happened is we're getting into the colder months, obviously, right? Yeah. It's a bit harder and harder to get out of bed in the morning. Super cold.
Yeah.
And normally, for the last couple of months, while I've been, you know, producing the show in the producer booth,
yeah,
I've been putting, like, my shoes on last thing before I leave the house. Because we have, like, our whole house is floored with lino. So if you got shoes on in the morning, they're quite loud.
It makes that sort of click, 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 click when you walk around.
And it echoes through the halls. And
yeah.
I reckon it feels louder at 4:30 in the morning anyway.
Everything's dead quiet at that time,
exactly.
Isn't it?
So, so normally, out of courtesy to my housemates, I've been putting my shoes on last thing before I leave the house.
Yeah.
Except for about the last week and a half. It's been so cold that I've needed socks on as soon as I've gotten out of bed.
Yeah.
But if I want to go into the bathroom, I can't go in with just socks. You get wet socks on. So I need to, like, put shoes to protect my socks, I suppose. So I've been walking around the house, shoes on, about 4:30 in the morning.
And this is, like, waking people up, is it?
Yeah, I've got a few, no direct comments, but a few, like, oh, my alarm doesn't wake me up anymore, Stephen.
It's you.
Yeah, a few of that gear around the kitchen, you know, in the afternoons.
Okay, so what you're essentially saying is they want you to stop wearing shoes.
Yes.
And you're saying, I should have a right to wear shoes.
They're not the ones getting up. It's so cold at that time. It is so, so cold at 4:30.
I'm siding with your housemates on this.
No.
I think you should not be wearing shoes. If it's especially, they've all got other shifts and stuff to worry about. You can't be just banging around the house in your big clumpy shoes and waking everyone up just because you're slightly cold or a little bit of water might get on your sock.
No, there's nothing wimpy behaviour. There's nothing worse than cold socks and there's nothing worse than cold feet. Like, that's the trifecta.
I think saying there's nothing worse than cold feet is a bit of a stretch.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. It feels like it. When you have cold feet, you feel like that's the worst thing in the world.
So, we were talking about this before, and it's time to settle this, right? 4967-4105, should Stephen be allowed to clomp around in his heavy shoes in the morning, waking everyone up? Or should he stick to the socks and be respectful to your housemates?
Of course, for backing me up, you can get yourself a Lindt Chalky Pack. valued about $100, I think.
Oh,
the good stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Lindt, they're pioneers in chocolate. They've got a new boutique at Erin Affair for a luxurious chocolate experience. And to try and entice you in, they've given us, oh my God, these hampers are awesome. If you love the Lindt Chockies, give us a call now, 4967-4105. Either back Stephen up, you can clomp around and wake everyone up, or are you Team Crevo? Be respectful of your housemates. Be quiet.
My feet are cold. That's all that matters.
Yeah. That seems wimpy to me. New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, $425 up for grabs today with our Trivia Check. Only one question is all you need to answer. You get that right, the cash instantly yours.
Yeah, $425 for your hump day. Don't mind if I do.
Wouldn't that be a nice little bonus? Just drops in your account. You go, oh, where'd that come from? Oh, that's right, I won Trivia Check.
Bit of surf and turf, the Marietta Surf House, maybe?
Oh, all that sort of stuff, and a schooner to go with it, because you can, because you just won $425.
You have to treat yourself midweek, of course. Like Crevo said, one question between you and that money. Give us a call, 4967-405. One lucky Novacastrian plays for the chance for $425 next.
We got the big cash here at New FM. Tops at 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy, 12 now at Merriweather as you wake up with Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, last week we talked about me getting a potential side hustle as like a quiz host, like
That's
a trivia
right.
host, I suppose. Now, last night I went for my first trial shift. Eye-opening experience.
Interesting. So we'll find out all about that up next. Now, though...
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Well, here we go. $425 up for grabs just by answering one question correctly.
How easy on your hump day and...
Let's hope we get a winner here today.
Yeah, well, let's meet this hopeful winner, this potential winner. Out to Warners Bay, we've got Jake this morning. Morning, Jake.
Good morning, how are
we? Mate, never better. How's yourself?
Oh, it'll be better when the day's over, when work's finished.
Yeah, and you got $425 in your pocket, am I right?
I'm hoping so, but I'm straight towards the holiday.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. How do you back your general knowledge? Do you think you're all right, Jake?
Yeah, I've been told it's called weird knowledge. So I remember weird little facts about many things, but hopefully it's one of the questions that I remember.
Okay. There you go. Hopefully it helps you out today. Well, yeah, like I said, one question between you and $425. You've got a 5-second timer. Don't let it rattle you too much. Are you ready to go, mate?
Yeah, hit me with it.
All right, best of luck. Your question is, Jake, what are Reed Hastings and Mark Randolph best known for?
I want to say NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Not the answer we were looking for, unfortunately, mate. Apparently, they're the founders of Netflix. You a Netflix man?
A bit of everything.
Yeah, right. If it's on the telly, you'll watch it, right?
Yeah, whatever the missus picks.
Yeah,
smart
good,
man.
Don't mind the NASCAR guests, though.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they get nothing out. You know, they just freeze. At least you get something out there.
Jake firing all guns this morning. Unfortunately, not a winner, but...
Oh, well, $450 tomorrow. $450 for your Thursday. Just keeps on climbing. Same time, same place tomorrow.
New FM. Top to 22 for Newcastle. 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy today. 12 degrees right now at Cohiba. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, those some might remember anyway. About a week ago, I talked about starting a potential new side hustle.
And I'm all about this. I think the more ways everyone has to make money, the better.
Exactly. So I decided what I'm going to do is the most stereotypical radio announcer side hustle, which I'm going to try and get myself into trivia hosting.
Oh, this is good.
So a bit of a quiz night host, which I think would be a lot of fun.
It's easy going, you know.
You get to meet people.
That's
you get
right.
to interact. I think, like, a lot of fun.
You're new to Newcastle. What a great opportunity.
And to see lots of new venues as well.
That's
you know?
Right. So, you're popping into different pubs and stuff.
For an example, last night went for the first time to the Newcastle Cruising Yacht Club.
Oh, yeah. That's cool by the water.
Yeah. So that's where I had my trial shift last night, which was, I say trial shift, I probably hosted half a round.
Okay. That.
Probably did, you know, like half a dozen questions.
Yep.
Really good fun. Was, yeah, it was eye-opening, for
what,
sure.
In what way? Okay, so let's just describe the situation. You get into the cruising yacht club. You meet your, like, you're the apprentice. You're on the apprenticeship.
So I meet my tradie.
Your main tradie, yeah.
Who was Mel.
Site manager, yeah.
And Mel was lovely, looked after me. She was very nice.
Yeah.
But unlike, you know, your standard, like, pub trivia, I suppose, people have to book to get into this, like, trivia. You have to book a table to go do trivia.
Right.
So they're all regulars, right?
So they
all of them are regulars.
The questions and stuff.
Well,
ready.
The fact that they were regulars, I think, made it harder because they knew the quiz better than I did.
Yeah, right.
If it's a walk-in, they don't know what's going on. You make a mistake.
You just move along.
They don't know any different.
Yeah.
But they were heckling me. They were like, oh, you need to go to the next slide. I was shaking. I was like, oh, no. But you know what was the most eye-opening bit? I thought, like, this would be fine. I talk for a living. Won't be a drama. But when you read the question, and then you've got to wait your 60 seconds before you read the next one to give people time to answer.
Yeah.
That 60 seconds feels like a lifetime. It is so awkward standing there in front of everyone. You don't, like, you got nothing to say. Everyone's kind of like looking at you waiting for the next question. You've got to wait that time to give people there, you know.
Do you have like a big stopwatch around your neck, like Flavor Flav or something?
No, nothing like that. I'm not swagged out. It's just kind of like a feel type thing.
Right, roughly 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you're on to the next.
But that 60 seconds feels like forever. Feels like a lifetime. And I thought it'd be no dramas. I'm pretty good at small talk.
Yeah.
I talk for a living.
Oh, how's your night going, guys? All that sort of stuff.
But like, people aren't there. It's not like you're there to perform. People aren't there to hear you talk and tell jokes. They're there to, like, catch up and have a beer with their mates.
Yeah.
And trivia is just a thing to do on the side.
Right.
So you're not there to, like...
Even those regulars who are so hooked into it, are they not, like, a bit business-like?
No, they weren't really. They were heckling me, which I think made it easier for myself, because then you can give it a, that's like a license to give it a bit back, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly, because then you go, yeah, look, it's my first night, guys, give us a break, you know, or give us a share of your bar tab if you win, that sort of gift.
Exactly, but yeah, that was the thing that shocked me the most, I guess, just how awkward it was between questions.
Okay, here's the big question. Are we going to see Stephen out and about in pubs around Newcastle being trivia hosts?
Well, nothing confirmed yet, but there was a lot of language of, like, when you have your first shift, you'll need this.
Ooh.
We'll see you for your, like, you know. So there was a lot of
positive
positive language surrounding the end of that trial.
Right.
And I'm excited to get into all these different, like, Newcastle locations and pubs and venues. And, you know, I might go to a place and think, wow, that's really nice. I'll go back there for dinner one time.
Why not?
Like, Newcastle Cruising Yacht Club, that's
lovely spot.
10 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
Not even.
And you would
beautiful spot.
You'd never normally maybe go there.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it's the first time I've been there, so.
And great excuse. I love that. All right, so you may be able, if you've always wondered, oh, what does Stephen look like? You could always look on the New FM website, but even better, to see him in person and his glorious moustache.
And heckle me in person.
Yeah, as he MCs trivia nights to a pub coming near you. Of course, we'll tell you where they are. If you want to, you know, go along. Once you get the job, fingers crossed, you got this in the bag.
Fingers crossed.
Let's check your traffic. New FM.
And now for the weather from New FM's weather whiz kid, Luca.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's weather whiz kid.
Partly cloudy and a 22 degrees today. Tomorrow looking exactly the same and a couple of degrees warmer tonight. Right now it's 30 degrees at Newcastle on 105.3 New FM.
Woo! Oh, fantastic. I'm going to say maybe a little bit cooler than 30, but that's probably my bad writing. I think what you meant to say was 13. Now, Luca, is there anyone you're wanting to shout out this morning?
My nan and pa.
Are they listening, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I'm sure they'll love that. Nan will slip you a few extra 20s for that shout-out, I'm sure.
Now, Jess,
you still there?
I sure am.
What do you think of Luca's reading this morning?
Well done, Luke. That was so good. I reckon you deserve a nine strawberries out of 10.
Nine.
I'm going to give you nine.
I think that's our high score this year.
I think it is. Congratulations.
There you go. Well done.
Not only do you win the party at Kids World Playland, but you've won our highest score of We're the Whiz Kids this year.
I reckon you've won Jess's job. I reckon she is absolutely shaking in her boots.
I'm a little worried.
Absolutely. No doubt. Well, thank you very much for coming in. You did a great job. That's it. Fantastic. Hey, up next, a real local issue that's been affecting a lot of people is getting insurance for their houses with all these floods and stuff we've been having.
Oh, right, okay.
So we'll chat more about that.
Premiums on the rise?
Yeah, all that sort of issue that's been happening around Newcastle up next as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. So it's 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy today. Right now, 12 degrees in Cardiff as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Up the mighty Cardiff Hawks.
Up the mighty Cardiff Hawks.
Look, we're switching gears a little bit here, something a little more serious. But I think it's an issue that's affecting a lot of people in Newcastle. So
right.
This post on Reddit yesterday about saying that our home insurance policy has been denied renewal, with the insurer claiming that the risk of flood damage has made the insurance inviable and we cannot get home insurance at our address from any provider. Now, these people live in Hamilton.
Hamilton, yeah, okay.
And they said, I've never seen a flood here. Nothing's changed in the past 3 years that we've had this policy. Also, never made a claim. Does anyone know what's going on? Now, this post went up yesterday and a lot of people responding saying like, yeah, we've had similar issues in Carrington. There's people I've seen on like the Newcastle Echo, which is like a Facebook kind of gossip group as yep. well, saying issues in Mayfield as well with people just not getting insurance. Now, if you own a house, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, well, you need to have it insured, obviously, don't you?
Yeah, like, because often as well, the bank might not, like, they might take your mortgage off you, basically, if you can't get insurance. Now, I was just sort of got me wondering, first of all, is anyone else in Newcastle, experiencing an issue like this? Or just a bit broader as well, have you had a nightmare with the insurance companies over the journey?
Yeah,
because
okay.
I think sometimes people, they buy a new car and they're like, I'll just drive it home. And then on the way home, disaster strikes and you learn an expensive lesson.
Yep.
So 4967-4105, insurance nightmares. Have you had one along the journey, or perhaps it's someone you know? Or a bit of a double header, are you experiencing this issue with the flooding thing? Like, are they just not letting you get insurance?
So is this off the back of, like, climate change? Are people trying to, you know, like, is that what they're claiming the flood risk is?
People are saying that maybe that the insurance companies have new climate model flood maps and they're just like, nah, we're cutting them off now.
Wow.
Which is pretty bad if you already bought the house and then now you're finding out maybe it's a flood risk in the future.
And you can't insure it?
Really, really wild. Anyway, it's an issue potentially facing a lot of people locally. 4967 4105. We'll get your calls on the air next. And also, if you do get on air, we, of course, have up for grabs the Lindt chocolate packs.
How good. On your hump day. Bit of chockies leading into the weekend. Yeah. Don't mind if you do.
4967 4105. We'll get your calls next. Tops are 22 for Newcastle. 23 for Maitland in the Valley. Partly cloudy today. 12 degrees right now in Stockton as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And we're chatting about insurance companies denying people to even buy, like...
get a claim, yeah.
Well, get a policy even, because it's a bit of an issue apparently in Newcastle. This one person saying that in Hamilton, they couldn't even get it with any company, which is just wild.
You were saying this is due to, like, increased flood risks in the area. That's the reason they're giving, the insurance companies are giving anyway.
That's right. And there's this local, like, flood map thing that you can log on to, mm-hmm. like, for Newcastle. And you might look on there and you go, my house is not even in any zone.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what's wild as well is during that, you know, those songs, I was having a bit of a Google. And people, like you said, are talking about this on The Echo and all kinds of forums. And there's stories of people's premiums going from, like, $2,000 to $10,000.
Yeah.
Which is basically the insurance company saying,
we don't want your business.
We don't want your business, but if you're silly enough to take it anyway, well, we'll have your money.
We'll take your $10,000.
Yeah.
But otherwise, nick off. Which is, like, it's actually scary if you're a homeowner,
mm-hmm.
or because the bank then could even cancel your mortgage if you're uninsured. So it's a serious issue. So let's go to the phones and see if other Novocastrians are having similar problems.
Or any kind of insurance nightmare, I suppose. Let's start with Belinda in Singleton. Good morning, Belinda.
Hello, how are you going?
We're very well, thanks. How's yourself?
Good.
Now tell us about your insurance nightmare.
Oh, we've had several, and it sort of all started after the big Pashabolka storm in 2007, and after that big storm, between then and 2012, we were told we had to pay additional flood insurance, even though we never got flooded.
Yeah.
And that was over $12,000.
Wow.
Oof.
Premium. And then we've had a claim for flood damage, but it wasn't from a natural disaster flood. A pipe next door to us broke.
Yep.
And damaged one of the machines in our kitchen and the cabinet.
Yeah. Of course,
and
yeah.
And the insurance company sent out these people who did $40,000 worth of damage to our home when they were supposed to just fix an appliance and a cabinet. And it took us 3 years to get through all the complaint processes to get paid money for us to go and fix it ourselves.
Whoa, that's heavy.
We had another issue where there was damage to the roof in 2015. They sent out someone who, we found out later, wasn't licensed to do some of the work. And
what is going on with your insurance company, Belinda?
So when the chimney fell down through the roof, they decided they weren't going to honour the lifetime guarantee.
Oh, my God.
The list just goes on and on, doesn't it? Obviously, this is an issue right through Newcastle, I suppose.
Huge problem. Let's go to our next call here.
We've got Siobhan in Lambton. Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How's yourself?
Very well, thank you.
Now, give us your story about an insurance nightmare, I suppose.
What's happened?
Okay, so mine also started after the Pashabolka. My premiums at the Pashabolka year were $1,100 for my mm-hmm. house and content.
Mm-hmm.
The next year they went up to $5,500.
Wow.
Oh my God.
We did get flooded we have drains near our house and the drains overflowed and they backfilled into the streets and that's how we flooded. We haven't flooded since then, but every year I'm finding it harder and harder to get my insurance. So I started going through an insurance broker. So I'm up around the $10,000 a year now.
Wow.
So I'm now paying to have insurance. And then last year I tried to make a claim in the big February storm that we had. I've just found out in the last probably 2 months, after fighting it for 10 months, we had water come in through a back deck that we had, and it actually ended up backflowing, and it ran down through the house, through the kitchen, through the walls and everything.
Oh my God.
Came back and said that they weren't covering it because back when our house was built in 2001, the gradient of the roof was meant to be... It was 3.5 degrees, I'm not sure of it, but yeah. Nowadays the new legislation is 5, so because of that they wouldn't pay it.
So oh denied your claim.
Jeez.
Wow. This is, I mean, there's a lot of stories right through the Hunter, isn't there?
It feels like that there's a lot more under the surface to this.
An increase of like 1,000% in your premiums in the space of a few years as well is ridiculous.
That is just extortionate.
You can't go from $1,000 to $10,000 in the space of a few years.
That's because people, they go, oh, inflation. That's not inflation. That is them signalling to you to get out.
To look for a better offer, aren't they? They're like, we don't want your business, shop the market. Because, yeah, the cost of living already, there's a lot of people suffering, a lot of people struggling, right. You know, living paycheck to paycheck. you can't afford an extra $9,000 a year.
No, you can't. And now I've just had an update come through about that original story I was talking about in Hamilton. They said they've been switched insurance providers and they're now paying 2/3 of what they were for the same coverage. The new provider is Allianz.
Well, I guess the lesson from this story is to just shop the market.
Yeah, make sure you get out there and find out like what's possible and what's out there. 2/3 the price, cloudy and get today, the coverage. So here's Greece now at Carrington. To you wake up with around. The Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
You show us everything you've got.
44 studio albums, more than 100 million albums sold worldwide. One of the most influential rock and roll bands of all time, Kiss. Are coming to Accor Stadium, Sydney. For one massive final Australian show, Saturday, October 7th.
I'm not easy to put up with. In times I wanted to smack him in the head.
And to celebrate, it's a new FM exclusive. Now, the Novos chat with Paul Stanley.
So obviously Kiss coming to Sydney for one final show. At Accor Stadium, and all week we've been giving people the chance to get themselves a once-in-a-lifetime experience, Crevo. We're talking meet and greet, photo ops, best tickets in the house.
It's going to be amazing.
And now, I guess the cherry on top of that is we've been lucky enough to join by, I guess, Kiss co-founder.
Royalty.
Co-frontman Paul Stanley joining us from Los Angeles. Hey, mate, how's things?
Oh, everything's good, I think.
Good day,
mate.
I like what you did there. Now, of course, we've got to ask because a few listeners have actually contacted us and said they've been to a show before where they were told it was the last time you were coming. Is this really the last time you're coming to Australia?
Okay, let's address that. The truth of the matter is I said my goodbyes. We had no thoughts of returning, but when you have 60,000 people petitioning, asking us to come back, we diverted.
We're happy to have you back. We're happy to have you back, no doubt.
And like you said, there were lots of people, you know, petitioning, I suppose, trying to get you back, and your music has just transcended. I'm part of that younger generation. And I guess the way that I stumbled across Kiss, first, you know, found its way upon my ears, was through this thing. I'm not sure if you guys had it in the States. It was called Tooth Tunes. Basically, there was these toothbrushes that, like, sang music to you as you brushed your teeth. And you guys were, like, the lead of this campaign.
I've actually got a recording of the Tooth Tunes song. Here it is.
Down. Check this out. This new toothbrush will rock your world. Introducing Tooth Tunes. You get 2 minutes of music or 2 minutes of continuous brushing.
Now, all I wanted as a kid was Kiss to sing to me while I was brushing my teeth. Did you guys get, like, freebies for this sort of stuff? Like, everything with your name on it. Did you guys get to sample it, get freebies?
Yes, we approved of it, and I think a lot of people have healthier, brighter teeth, you know, for our participation.
And, of course, I guess the broader thing of this, though, is, you know, they introduced it to me, and I'm of that younger generation, but like we alluded to, the music has just transcended. Is it like what does it feel like to look into the crowd and see such a diverse range of people of ages, ethnicity, all that sort of stuff? Because you do appeal to such a wide range of fans.
Well, it's humbling, you know. People want to bring their offspring. They want to bring their parents, their neighbors. They want everyone to experience what they've experienced, and that's humbling. And it means something that I feel a big obligation and commitment to live up to.
You've done an amazing job and had an amazing musical career. If you weren't a musician, what do you think you would have done as a job?
That is too difficult a question because I don't recommend anyone else doing what I did, but I could never hold down a regular job, not because I didn't like it, but because it was impossible for me. I didn't have a plan B. I was going to work 24/7 until I succeeded.
Well, you clearly never needed one because such a successful career, and we're keen to see you off one last time in Sydney, of course. Once again, a big thank you, and all the best, Paul.
My pleasure.
Tops are 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy today, 13 degrees now at Fern Bay. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
Now, obviously, earlier in the week, a shock announcement, I suppose, from Koshy, saying that he was going to leave Sunrise, of course.
So many people were blindsided by this.
Yeah, well, yeah, lots of people surprised. He's been doing it. I mean, he's part of the furniture of that show, isn't he? He's been doing it for two decades, so...
Yeah, he's synonymous with it. Oh, jeez, I struggle with that word. And this morning.
That's all right. It's too early still. And he has become a part of a lot of people's morning routine, part of their household.
With his beloved funny, shiny little bald head and his glasses.
Yeah, well.
He's a funny little fella.
He's a funny looking little fella, that's for sure. Yeah. But with the announcement of him leaving, there's been lots of speculation about who's going to be his replacement, of course.
Definitely. The rumour mill running rife. A lot of managers would be calling up other talent managers, trying to like crowbar their people in, right?
Well, the male model Scott from Love Songs, he was telling me off air that he reckons it's no coincidence that Mark McGowan has resigned at the similar time. Maybe he's going into the seat.
A strong theory.
I thought for sure Dr. Chris Brown was a shoo-in. I thought he'd definitely be in that role. He's going to seven. I thought he'd be great at it.
You know, you say that, but here's the thing. Once you start in that job, you're 10 years at it, and it's pretty much the only thing you can do while you're at it.
Oh, I don't know. Koshy's got a lot of plates spinning at the moment.
Oh, a couple of economics reports here and there doesn't count, does it?
He's the chairman of the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Yeah, but like on-air roles is what I mean.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I don't think Dr. Chris Brown would give up all his like cushy veterinary jobs, or like on-air veterinary jobs and jungle and all that.
Sunrise is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, though.
Nah, I don't think it is. I think Dr. Chris Brown's early enough in his career that he can do that next.
Yeah.
In another 10 years, you know? Right. I don't think... My guess is not him. Could be proven wrong.
It sounds like, anyway, that... all but confirmed that Matt Shervington is going to be the next host. So,
Shervo.
Yeah, so, yeah, for those who are unfamiliar, obviously, like, an Australian athletics great. I think he's, like, got, like, the third or fourth fastest 100-metre time in Australia for 100-metre sprint.
See, what age is he?
He'd be, I don't know, he must be in his late 30s, early 40s, I guess.
I don't know. Maybe that's a good candidate.
Well, he was at his prime athletically in that 2000s, like Sydney Olympics.
Right, so he would have been 18 to 20 or 22.
Yeah, so he had 20
like
years under that.
Yeah, so he must be close to 40. Yeah, and not a lot of other like on-air responsibilities happening at this point for him, is there?
Yeah, well, he probably is just clinging on. This probably is his last crack at being a household name.
Yeah, if he gets this, then he's set for the next 10 years.
And I'm pretty sure he's been filling in like a lot over the last couple of years on Sunrise anyway.
A strong theory, and I'm sure there'd be a lot of betting companies will take your money on that.
More than a strong theory, it sounds like it's pretty much all but confirmed.
Really?
That Matt Shervington is going to be in that chair. He's going to be the co-host of Sunrise.
Can he do anything against Carl? That's always the question.
But Koshy couldn't do anything against Carl, could he?
I know. And Koshy was Koshy.
Yeah.
His little
Carl's Carl, but
shiny
no
bone
one's
head.
Carl.
Nah. Oh, he's eating 10 chilies again. How exciting. Look at his face.
20 Big Macs live on air for no reason. He's so loose, isn't
he? That lives on YouTube forever. Look, do yourself a favour in your lunch break and look all that gear up.
Not while you're eating, but...
No, it's disgusting, but hilarious at the same time. Well, thanks for that. Of course, once it's confirmed, we'll have it on the show. Let's check your traffic down.
You show us everything you've got.
10 mouths.
Look what we've done.
One Kiss VIP experience in Sydney.
This is magic.
Last lips left kissing wins.
So quit while you're on top. He said that, by the way. I didn't say that.
This is New FM's Kiss the Ticks for Kiss.
How good's this, Crevo? Once-in-a-lifetime experience.
And I feel honoured to be the one, like, putting people on the wall. Because there's only 10 total.
10 tickets on the wall. If you can pucker up, if you can kiss that ticket for longer than any other Novocastrian, you win yourself this ultimate experience, I guess. And it's like, it's not just the best seats in the house. You get to go and rub shoulders with the members of KISS, you know, Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons. You get the photo opportunity. once in a lifetime. I mean, you don't want to miss this.
You'll never forget this experience if you're a KISS fan. Unbelievable. Now, of course, you've got to get your entries in. newfm.com.au if you want a ticket on the wall.
Yeah, get your entries in, just like Michelle has done from Singleton. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Now, are you a big, big KISS fan?
Love KISS, yes.
What's your favourite KISS track?
I Was Made for Loving You, obviously.
It was a silly question. Yeah, why did I ask?
Why did you even ask, Stephen?
I'm a fool.
Rude to Michelle.
Now, Michelle, do you think you have what it takes to, you know, outwit and outlast all the other Novocastrians and win this experience?
Well, let's give it a go.
I love your can-do attitude. You've got a ticket on the wall. Congratulations, Michelle. Best of luck.
Sweet. Thanks so much. That's awesome. I'm so excited.
Very welcome. Now, of course, once again, make sure you get your registrations in. newfm.com.au.
And we'll be seeing you next Thursday to KISS the Ticks for KISS.
Absolutely brilliant. New FM. Subs of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland in the Valley. Partly cloudy today, 12 degrees now in Merriweather as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, I'm really excited for this, Crevo. Some exciting news has come out for fans of the sitcom, I suppose, The Office.
Yep.
Because an Australian version is in the making.
Now, this is brilliant because you and I are both fans. I haven't watched it a lot recently, but in the past, I've definitely watched it a lot.
I feel like for me and for a lot of Novocastrians as well, it's one of those comfort shows. When you're sick, when you're in a bit of a tough time, you're feeling a bit down, or you're just not sure what to watch, it's always there and it always delivers.
The good thing about it as well is there's a lot of layers of jokes to it. So you might catch most of it the first time, and then on a second watching, there's all these little ones that are like, that are, I forget what it's called. Is it Easter eggs?
Yes.
In and amongst the show.
And the thing is as well, for a lot of people, myself included, the first time you watch it is you catch random episodes on telly. Mm. So you might get like season 2, episode 5. And then you, like, next time you watch it on telly is like season 3, episode 10. And you miss, it's still funny as a standalone episode.
Yeah.
But when you binge it and you watch it start to finish, it just, you get all the running jokes, you get all those, like you said, Easter eggs. And it just builds the experience, I think.
Now, we're excited about the Australian one. That's a sidebar, but you and I then got talking about the different versions because you've already got the UK one.
Yes.
But then there's the US one. Now, you and I agree that the US one is best.
Yeah, I prefer the US one, and you're the same.
Yeah, I only watched one episode of the UK one, and I was like, this stinks.
Oh, no, stinks a bit harsh. I gave it more than one episode. I've watched the whole first season, but It has its moments. It certainly has its moments. But I think the main difference is both of the shows are incredibly awkward, right?
Yeah.
But the US version, always after that awkward moment, gives you an out with a bit of a comedic joke. You know, they give you a comedic out, something to laugh at, a joke.
That's right.
A little gag so that...
Something light.
Something light to, like, cut through that tension.
Yeah.
Whereas the UK one, they let you sit and foster in it. Like, they let fester in it, sorry. They let you marinate in that awkwardness. And genuinely, it's like 20 minutes watching a train crash. Like, you can't take your eyes away. It's just like...
Yeah.
Like, talking about it now, it is like toe-curling awkwardness.
But it's not us. Like, there's a lot of people who actually love the UK one. I mean, two of my friends, they the complete opposite. They will refuse to watch the US one.
Oh, really?
UK only. But they're both from Brisbane. So I'm like, do we really count their opinions, especially in Origin Week?
Yeah, well, my dad prefers the UK version as well. But again, I mean, he's from Perth, isn't he? So
not like you, a true blue.
No. Born and bred. Born and raised.
Here's what we wanted to do, though. We want to find out what Newcastle, where you sit, because they're saying that they may base it, like, more on the UK one, which I think is wrong.
We want to base it on the US one, I think.
I would have thought so. 4967 4105. Are you a Nova Castrian? Are you someone from Newcastle that wants to defend the UK office?
Well, I think it's just as much as UK or US is better. Which one do you think's better?
US is better.
And, of course, for getting involved, you can win yourself a Lindt Chockey Pack just in time for Origin tonight, one of the other great rivalries, I suppose.
Oof, yeah.
Sit in front of the telly, make sure you enjoy game one, and maybe you can snack on a bit of Lindt chocolate.
Yeah, it's like worth over $100, which is
all the good stuff.
You definitely want it, Lindt. They make the best chocolate. Pioneers in chocolate. Visit the new boutique at Erin Affair for a luxurious chocolate experience. And 4967-4105. Which is better, the US or the UK office? We'll get your calls on the air next. New FM. Thompson 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy, right now 12 degrees at Georgetown as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
And exciting news, Crevo, because an Australian version of The Office is in
making. My God! Okay, it's happening!
That's right. Get ready, everyone.
Yeah,
we're both pretty pumped about this because I think Australian comedy right now is, for like TV shows, is doing really well.
We're in a bit of a purple patch, aren't we?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And I think like this is obviously just an exciting addition to what is already a really strong market at the moment.
That's right.
But what we've heard through this is that they are making an Australian spin-off, but it's going to be more closely based to the UK version than the US. Which is, they are completely different shows, really, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And you and I are both team US, aren't
yeah.
we? But there's a lot of people who love the UK one. So
it's just so awkward, isn't it? Oh,
on another level.
But hard to watch.
We thought we'd let you call up on 4967-4105 if you want to defend the UK one or say the US is better, you know, on the team with us.
Just a bit of a fun one for your hump day. Let's go out to Rutherford to start with. We've got Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
Now, are you a big fan of The Office?
I am.
What version do you prefer?
US all the way.
Oh, yeah, mate, fantastic. A man of sense.
You know what? Absolutely right.
Have you given the UK one a try?
I have. I'm sorry, but even Ricky himself gives Steve Carell hell at all the award shows for the US being so popular.
Yeah.
See, and that right there is proof that, you know, even Ricky realises it deep down, doesn't he?
And one of the rare times as well where the sequel or the spin-off outdoes the original, there would be very few you could think of that fall in that category.
Yes.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, let's go off to our next caller. We've got Kathy this morning in Toronto. Morning, Kathy.
Morning, guys.
How's Toronto treating you this morning?
A little bit chilly, but that's okay.
Sun's out, though, right? Not too bad?
True.
People of Toronto are tough, aren't they?
We sure are.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, Kathy, you're representing all the people of Toronto here. But what do you think, US or UK? What's the better version of The Office?
I am very biased on this one. I've watched probably about 3 episodes of the UK one.
Uh-huh.
Hated it.
Yep.
Personally, for me, I don't like Ricky Gervais as a person, let alone an actor.
Wow.
Okay.
Go bang.
Big words.
Yep. I thought, you know what? No, I love the US one. I'm going to give it a crack. I'm going to put my hatred aside for Ricky, give it a go. I pushed myself to get to 3 episodes, and I felt dirty afterwards.
Wow. Had to go have a shower, did you?
Yep. So I am US all the way.
You know what? Big words, and a lot of Newcastle and Toronto obviously agreeing with us. We've just had a message through on Instagram as well, @thenovos_ from Katie, who says, "Don't even talk to me if you like the UK one, US all the way."
Wow, people very, very passionate about this. Maybe after hearing this, they might change and base it on the US one.
Well, they'd be
it's a public service announcement, isn't it?
They'd be crazy not to after hearing 100% of the population agrees.
Well, there you go. That'll wrap us up. Bit of fun for your hump day.
Indeed.
And, of course, in the spirit of us enjoying this midweek party, I suppose, Lucille in Wickham won yourself some Chockies. Thanks to our friends at Lindt. So
that's right.
A nice value kind of goodie bag there, isn't it?
Exactly. And Lindt, they're pioneers in chocolate. Visit the new boutique at Erin Affair for a luxurious chocolate experience. Congratulations to Lucille, and thanks for listening. That's us done and dusted for today.
Yeah, now I'm off to Bali after the show. So
that you are.
I will not be back until Tuesday's show.
Oh, not forever. That's good.
No, but I've left you in the ever-loving, the ever-capable hands of Scott the Male Model from London. love songs. He'll be filling in for the next couple of days. So
that he will.
You'll hear his luxurious voice instead of my raspy one at the moment. Bit under the weather. But
yeah.
Look forward to chatting to you guys on Tuesday. And, of course, up the Blues tonight. Game one of Origin. We can't wait.
Enjoy, Barley. And we'll see you next week. But I'll be back tomorrow. It's all good.
See you later.
See ya.